Built from pink, yellow, and gray stone, this chapel is situated in the middle of a peaceful landscape surrounded by oak, cypress, olive trees, vines, and broom. In the distance, you can make out the mount of Gros Cerveau. During the last century, a campaign of restoration led by the Belgian priest, Father Charlier, played an essential part in the conservation of this church. During the winter of 1954, Father Charlier stayed in a house in Sifour. When he arrived, he asked the village priest where he could hold Mass. The priest pointed out the chapel of Pépiole, while adding that he thought it would be difficult to find regular worshippers. But that statement underestimated the devotion local people have for this chapel. Thanks to donations and the hard work of volunteers, restoration works were undertaken.
Inside, the altars of three naves were restored. A statue of the Virgin Mary, found in a local family's cellar, was returned to its rightful place. Today, you can see the statue inside the chapel. Father Charlier was highly imaginative and used the bottoms of glass bottles in different colors, which he used to create stained glass windows. With these windows, the light inside the chapel changes according to the time of day and the seasons. The dominant ochre color from the bottoms of the bottles gives a subdued light, and sometimes, when the sun gets in, a ray of red or blue shines through.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audiovisit.